You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 92, Common People by Pulp. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In the U.S., when you think of 90s Britpop, you tend to think of the big two, Blur and Oasis. But in the U.K., it was a whole different story, with an explosion of bands that peppered the musical landscape with excellent alternative rock. We'll look at a song from one of those great bands today, Common People by Pulp, a song that saw a second spike of popularity when it was covered, actually pretty well in fact, by over-the-top singer and actor William Shatner. For those of you only familiar with the cover, you're going to enjoy hearing the original and looking at its lyrics. But before we get to that, let's find out a little bit more about the band Pulp. Pulp was formed in 1978 in Yorkshire, England, by frontman Jarvis Cocker, who at the time was 15 years old and still in school. Cocker's father left when Jarvis was only 7 years old, moving to Australia and convincing a radio station that he was Joe Cocker's brother in order to land a job. And Jarvis had his own childhood difficulties to overcome as well. After suffering a life-threatening bout with meningitis when he was 5 years old, his vision was permanently blurred, forcing him to wear thick prescription glasses. This, combined with his tall, lanky frame, made it difficult for him to fit in school. And while that lack of acceptance turned him into a brilliant student who could attend any university he wished, he decided to follow the rock and roll route instead. Initially, the band was called Arabicus Pulp, and in 1981, the band sent a demo tape to legendary BBC DJ John Peel. Peel loved the demo and invited the band to record a Peel session in November of 1981. However, the exposure didn't lead to any further success for the band, and all the members except for Cocker quit. The next year, Cocker formed a new version of the band, signed a record contract, and released their debut album, It, in 1984. The record failed to make an impact, and the second incarnation of Pulp disintegrated just like the first. Not giving up, Cocker formed yet another version of the band, starting with Russell Sr., who, in addition to playing guitar and violin, would become Cocker's collaborator. With the new lineup, Pulp recorded several successful singles, and things were looking up for the band. However, during all the success, Jarvis Cocker would suffer one more setback. In 1986, as he was trying to impress a girl, he fell out of a second-story window and fractured his pelvis, broke his wrist, and shattered his foot. Undaunted and no stranger to obstacles, Cocker and the band continued to perform, with the injured singer leading the band from a wheelchair on stage. The band eventually released their second album, Freaks, in 1986. During filming for their video, They Suffocate at Night, the band split once again, with Jarvis Cocker, Russell Sr., and keyboardist Candida Doyle remaining together from the third lineup and adding members to round out the band. In 1988, Cocker moved to London to study filmmaking at St. Martin's College. 1992 saw the release of the band's third album, Separations, which spawned a hit single entitled My Legendary Girlfriend, and the band's career began to take off. The band's popularity grew even further with the release of their fourth album in 1994, His and Hers, and Cocker made several television appearances to support the album, turning into a national celebrity and a bit of a sex symbol. And as big as the band had become in the early 90s, it was nothing compared to the success they saw in 1995 at the release of their fifth album, Different Class, which included the single Common People.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, my case will have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do.
The song tells the story of a guy who meets a rich girl at a club who gets her kicks by slumming with the lower class. And while the inspiration of the story comes from a conversation Cocker overheard while attending St. Martin's College, the rest of the story is completely fictional.
I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand.
In a 1996 survey by BBC Radio 1 and the London Times, Common People was voted best song of the 90s. Now, even though at the time of the survey, the decade was little more than half over, it's still a tremendous accomplishment when you consider that Oasis and Blur had released two of their biggest albums the previous year as well. In 2004, the band received what would be their biggest compliment when their song was covered by Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, for his album Has Been.
Disbanded in 2002, but Jarvis Cocker has managed to stay in the musical limelight. In 2003, he formed a new band, Relaxed Muscle. In 2005, Jarvis appeared in the movie Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire as the leader of the Weird Sisters, the band that performs at the Yule Ball. And in 2006, he released his debut solo album, titled Jarvis, which received praise from the critics.
Going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.